Former Georgia Lieutenant Governor supports Joe Biden, voting for a decent person. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 6, 2024. Former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, R., revealed that he was going to support a decent person like President Joe Biden in the upcoming 2024 presidential election over a criminal defendant without a moral compass. In an op-ed written in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Duncan criticized Republicans who fall in line behind former President Donald Trump, labeling it as disappointing and arguing that those who decide to support Trump as the Republican presidential nominee are dead wrong in that mentality. It's disappointing to watch an increasing number of Republicans fall in line behind former President Donald Trump, Duncan began, referencing people such as Senator Mitch McConnell, R.K. White, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, R., and former Attorney General Bill Barr, who have cast their support for Trump. While Duncan acknowledged there are serious concerns regarding Biden's age, he wrote that the GOP will never rebuild unless they move on from the Trump era. The GOP will never rebuild until we move on from the Trump era, leaving conservative, but not angry, Republicans like me no choice but to pull the lever for Biden. At the same time, we should work to elect GOP congressional majorities to block his second-term legislative agenda and provide a check and balance. A recent Harvard-Harris poll found that 55% of Americans have concerns about Biden's age, with 80% of Republicans and 62% of independents expressing concern about his age. 26% of Democrats also expressed concerns about Biden's age and mental fitness. The poll also found that 66% of Americans believe Biden is too old to be president. Out of this number, 91% of Republicans, 77% of independents, and 34% of Democrats expressed that Biden was showing he is too old. The alternative is another term of Trump, a man who has disqualified himself through his conduct and his character, Duncan added. The headlines are ablaze with his hush money trial over allegations of improper record keeping for payments to conceal an affair with an adult film star, he said, referring to Trump's business records trial. Trump is currently facing 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree in relation to payments made to adult entertainment star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential election. Duncan continued to blast Trump and his allies for concocting a plan that consisted of using alternate electors from battleground states such as Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, and Georgia and spreading wild-eyed conspiracy theories. Trump has shown us who he is. We should believe him. To think he is going to change at the age of 77 is beyond improbable, Duncan added. Duncan continued, "Unlike Trump, I've belonged to the GOP my entire life. This November, I am voting for a decent person I disagree with on policy over a criminal defendant without a moral compass." The former lieutenant governor of Georgia is no stranger to criticizing Trump. In an interview with CNN in August 2023, Duncan said he was embarrassed that millions of fellow Republicans saw Trump as a leader. Duncan has also previously expressed that it is time for the Republican Party to put Trump in the rearview mirror.